Mr. President, on behalf of Ambassador Salim Badoura, Permanent Representative of Lebanon in Geneva, and in my own name, I have the honor to report to the Council on the work we conducted as facilitators of the UPR track on efficiency of the process in view with its fifth cycle. The UPR is known for being one of the success stories of the Council. For 16 years so far, it has contributed to improving human rights all around the globe. It is our common responsibility to keep the momentum. Building on the excellent work of our predecessors, Ambassador Badoura and I considered that a stocktaking exercise was timely and could contribute to strengthening and optimizing the UPR further. With this in mind, we maintained a series of contacts in different formats and held many discussions aimed at identifying the strengths of the mechanism and the areas where there could be room for improvement. We convened informal consultations on October 8, 2024, with member and observer states of the Human Rights Council, national human rights institutions, intergovernmental organizations, and non-governmental organizations. The discussions were guided by a questionnaire, which was also open online for 1 month. The consultations combined with the answers collected through the questionnaire were crucial for gaining a broad multi-stakeholder overview on the next steps. In total, 69 participants attended the consultations and 60 respondents participated in the online questionnaire. Comprehensive analysis of the consultations and the results of the questionnaire have been shared and can be found in the extranet. So let us concentrate now on the main findings. Many participants recognize the UPR as helpful in assisting countries to meet their human rights obligations, as it led to significant legal reforms, adopted policies and capacity building programs in human rights related areas. UPR's role in fostering inclusivity in human rights dialogues was also strongly recognized. Both in the consultations and in the questionnaire, the engagement of civil society was acknowledged as a key achievement of the UPR. In general, the multi-stakeholder approach of the UPR, including the participation of national human rights institutions, UN entities, UN country teams, came out as having a pivotal role in enhancing human rights at national level. There was, however, a call for engaging more some state entities, such as parliaments and the judiciaries, and for further collaboration between the several stakeholders. An important number of participants cited the high number of recommendations as a major challenge, with many noting the burden of repetitive or overly general recommendations. On the other hand, the large volume of recommendations could be interpreted as a positive sign of interest and engagement. The importance of the support for enhanced participation and implementation provided by the two voluntary funds of the UPR was emphasized, while the lack of sufficient funding was very much highlighted. There were calls for more peer learning, and many expressed their interest in exchanges of good practices, in particular to strengthen UPR follow-up. The need for technical assistance and capacity building was also underscored. Calls were made for more support to this end by the OHCHR to states and other stakeholders. Mr. President, in conclusion, this facilitation process showed us the immense value that the UPR has on making human rights a reality around the world. It also showed us how to further strengthen and optimize the mechanism by capitalizing on the experience developed over the years. As co-facilitators, we are pleased to see that some of the main findings of the process, namely the need for exchanges of good practices with a view to peer learning, and the acknowledgement of the two voluntary trust funds as tools to ensure equal participation and to support the efficiency and impact of the Universal Periodic Review are reflected in the draft presidential statement presented today to this Council. We wish to thank all delegations, national human rights institutions, intergovernmental organizations, and non-governmental organizations for their contributions. We also want to thank the Secretariat for its ongoing support and throughout this process, and in particular you, Mr. President, for entrusting us with this task and for your continuous, wise, and friendly guidance. We hope that our work will contribute to consolidating a well-functioning, efficient, and successful UPR mechanisms in the years to come, which would be undeniably serve the cause of human rights worldwide. Thank you.
Je vous remercie.